Oh, it's morning. Kind of a nice morning, actually. Already a couple of people at work. I'm taking a different walk today. Going around backwards. I know the bulk of my morning is just tied up in other things. Oh, I need to put my cover on. Oh, it's better. Okay. They say it's gonna rain today. Oof. Well, having an interesting thought. You know, I've been thinking lately that the Telestial Kingdom will be pretty much composed of some kind of rubberized plastic. Make it durable. Durable for the people who don't want to have to take care of stuff. The reality of the celestial glory is that they're a group who couldn't keep basic commandments. The ten, the Ten Commandments were tricky. So, and these people aren't entrusted with much. The parable of the talents was very much an indication of what would happen to such people. I don't know where the cutoff line between outer darkness and the celestial kingdom is. I've always thought that it was a person that actually fought against God, that knew God and fought against him. One always thinks it's somebody who ultimately rebelled against the Holy Spirit, that they had received it and that it's a willful rebellion. Not just breaking or ignoring God's commandments, but actually working against God. So, I guess that's kind of where I put this stuff. What happened to my other glass? We'll figure it out one day. Or we'll get another glove. Those aren't much. So I remember talking about the great desire of the celestial. The celestial person is not to be held responsible. Says, I don't want to be responsible. I've got kind of a tendency that way. I wouldn't say that most people don't have a tendency that way to kind of say, I don't want to be responsible for things. And I think that's a hallmark of an exalted person. You know, you don't want it for self-aggrandizement to be in charge, to lead, to do those things. But you do it for the people. It kind of gets back to the restricted directive four, which for me in relationship to a educational institution is, especially for technology, which is what I deal, what I'm dealing with currently, is is that you assemble the technology toolkit that will be most attractive to the best faculty. Student success is cute and interesting, but the deeper underlying thing is that we have to put together an environment, which is essentially what a college and university is. You have to put together an environment that attracts and retains the best faculty possible. And if you're into innovation, I kind of am, that's what you do. My biggest goal is to have the best and the brightest instructors teachers, lecturers in the world, keeping an eye on position openings at my institution, Mesalands, at the moment. Because if the position comes up for which they are suited, I want to see them do it. I want to steal big name faculty from big name schools. And I think a small, scrappy, institution can do that. So, anyway, I don't know how I got on that one particularly, but from where I was talking about, as Christ is coming here to fix this world, to take it from its low station, a tele world, and converting it to a Terry world for 1,000 years, basically in preparation for it to go celestial. his first task, which he doesn't appoint to us particularly, is to clean up this world, which mostly has to do with people. There's a certain class, I'm sorry, and you say, well, it would be classist, and you go, eh. To be, you know, when people say, well, you know, we could clean up the streets a little bit, we could put in some more trash cans, put in those porta, you know, nicer than porta potties, so people can go to the bathroom and stuff like that. And you're going, no, it really is people. They're going to be able to say, oh, Christ is going to come get rid of all these homeless people. Oh, we hate them. They smell bad. Stuff like that. And you go, he's going to pick who he's going to get rid of. And I think he's been pretty poignant that it's going to be the wicked. And the wicked are everywhere. The classes that we have now are not protective. I was trying to make this point. We were talking about John the Baptist said, in relation to people who said, hey, we're the children of Israel, you know, we're all that, we're this and that. And he said, of these stones, God can make children of Israel. So don't you be thinking that that's something upon which you can bank, that you're going to be able to handle this. And that when it was, who was it? Oh, it was that Jared guy on Christian Homestead. And he was doing some calculations, and he was going off of, Jared usually does a pretty good job of trying to make sure that he's being it's based on scriptures or based on something that prophets have said. And he's saying that pretty much half the population is going to go away. I always thought it was a third, but he has a different take on it. And it's like, well, okay. So he's pretty sure that about half the people are just going to be gone. And he's applying it somewhat statistically. He also based it, I think, on the parable of the 10 virgins. You know, 5 go into the feast and 5 are not invited. And when they come, the Lord says, I don't know you. And it's like, oh, okie dokie, there it is. That was something that I brought up. I said, I don't know the correlation between having oil or being late to the feast because you had to go and get oil, and the fact that he doesn't know you. I said, that's intriguing, an intriguing idea. Anyway, so anyway, so all these things are going on. God is the person who takes people off this planet. Always been his purview. We weren't a part of death. Usually, he has the evil kill the evil. And, well, there it is. That's basically the answer. It's interesting, this whole progression of the earth, of well, basically everything. It becomes almost a metaphor for our journey. I was just thinking climate change. I said, okay, let's use the earth as a big model of us. And my thought kind of becomes, so, in relation to climate change, how can you compare it to yourself? Because I think it's way beyond us. It simply is a statement of what is. Is climate change? Yes. Perhaps it's just that the Earth is having a fever for the people who are on it, who are like viruses, and that instead of trying to make the earth more pleasant for viruses, that the earth is gonna get over this virus it has, this cold, and the antibodies are going to come in and it's going to take care of the problem, and that's probably where we are. Anyway, okay, I'm going to check on some people.